on the 27th, 1987, and I'm here to talk to Mr. Dennison about his experience in the CCC. When were you born, Mr. Dennison?
January 1st, 21.
And where were you born?
In Hart County, Kay City Route.
Close to Munfordville, or?
Back over, right over from what little place called Northdale.
How many people were in your family?
Oh, Lord, about six. Ten brothers and four sisters.
And where did you fit in?
Well, I guess I was there's two more. Younger than I am. I'd be about to. Fourth one, I guess.
And what did you? What was your family doing? Were you farmers or?
Well, it was until my daddy died. But after he died, we just worked at just anything we could.
What were times like for you and your family during the Depression?
They was pretty rough. It was really rough. You couldn't find nothing to do. We was all young and. Pretty hard on us.
How did you hear about the CCC?
Well, I lived right over by when the first thing come in, number one come in. I was just small, but I was 2 miles of where it was located. And I knew all about it from then on.
How were people selected for the CCC in your area?
Well, just anybody that didn't have a job or wanted to join it could.
Did you know of anybody who wasn't selected, couldn't be in the CCC?
Well, I only know of one, and it was because he didn't pass his physical examination. It was the only one that I ever knew was turned down.
When did you go into the CCC?
About the 15th of September in 41.
And how old were you?
I was 19.
And how long did you stay in the CCC altogether?
Well, I was around 9 months. I stayed until June and in 42 till it broke up.
Which camp were you in when you were at Mammoth Cave?
Number 2, Company 543.
Describe how you felt when you left home for the CCC.
Well, I've always thought about I'd like to join it, but of course I was right here close, and I could come home on the weekend, and leaving home didn't bother me.
Didn't really get homesick then,
no.
Yeah. Did they send you anywhere for training before you started your actual work?
No, we just stayed around camp a few days, taking their shots and all, and they put us right out on the details of work.
Do you remember your very first day in camp?
Yeah, I remember the first day very well when I joined.
Can you describe it to me?
Well, I just don't know what much to say about it other than we just laid around the first day until the doctor showed up and gave us our physical examination, and then we was issued our clothes and signed to our barracks. And for a few days, we just cleaned up around camp until we got all the shots and things taken, and they sent us out on the work detail.
I know that you started out with $30 a month or a dollar a day, and that about 25 of that went to your family. How did you spend your extra money?
Well, most time I smoke, and most time I use it up for smoking and soft drinks and things around the canteen and films to make pictures with. That's about what all I use it for.
What work detail were you assigned to, and what did you do?
I was assigned to the tree trimming outfit there at Mammoth Cave. Jim Rosenberg was the foreman, and we cut dead timber out of the around the and for wood that the CC's burnt, and then we trimmed the dead limbs out of the trees and just kept all of the timber cleaned up.
Did you do this park-wide, or did you just do this in the area of the camp number two?
Right, all in the park. You know, they went all through the park and cleaned it out. Cutting the dead timber down.
Did you have a certain way that you climbed the trees to get up there?
Well, I really didn't do much of the tree climbing. A lot of them had the ropes and things. They just swang from one tree to the other, cutting the dead branches out. But mostly I was on a crosscut saw, helping saw the stuff up.
Down at the bottom of the
tree.
And then it was all carted back to the camp?
Yeah, and some of it was, I guess, for using the picnic areas.
Did you have any other jobs that you did?
Well, then I finally got to working in the kitchen before I left there. Washing pots and pans, that was my job.
Well, could you describe a typical day's work, or a typical day, how you, you know, when you woke up and what you did throughout the day?
Well, when we woke up, first thing we had to make our beds up and get everything in order, and then we'd have our breakfast and police up the grounds, and then we'd go out to work. And we done a good day's work, too.
Did you come back for lunch, or did you eat out there?
Yeah, well, when I was out here at number two, we'd come back. We was close there. A lot of them now that was maybe other way then, but my bunch would usually come back and for dinner, for we was around close mostly time.
How much free time did you have?
Huh?
How much free time did you have?
Free time? Well, you had right smart all the weekends, and then when you get off every evening after supper, you could do other things until around till bedtime, and then had plenty of free time.
What time was bedtime?
Huh?
What time was bedtime?
About 10 o'clock.
Did you ever participate in any of the recreational programs?
No, I didn't.
What about the education programs? Did you ever get into any of those?
No, but I take the Carpenter schooling. Number two, and I had a class to take it to Carpenter School.
Did you learn a lot?
Yeah, I learned right smart. But I've been doing carpenter work the rest of my life.
Well, a good start for you then.
Yeah.
Is that where you first got into that?
Yeah, that's when I first got interested in it.
Later on in the CCC, did you get a chance to use your carpenter skills?
No, we never did in the CCs. It was like I said, just a couple of months and I left there and went to Idaho.
I thought you built
all different.
That night home you built it.
In Idaho, did you use your...
No, well, we helped build a big warehouse, and of course we had contractors over us, and we was just helping them.
Did any of the CCC boys play pranks on each other?
Oh, yeah, that was done a lot of times.
Do you remember any of them?
Yeah, I remember several of them. I remember particularly one time I come in at night and I couldn't find the bed. The next morning I found it hanging up in the ceiling.
Where did you sleep?
I piled up on the cot with another boy.
Do you remember any others?
Well, I'm a member of a lot of them, but that's most that ever pulled on me, but a lot of them would be, they would hot foot them or...
Hot?
How would they do? Catch them laying asleep and put shoe polish on their shoes and set it afire. It was all kind of pranks. Well, I could tell you one good in the boy here in town for. And when we was there in Idaho, we was quarantined in for months. We wasn't allowed to go to town. And so our water pump had broke down. And we was having to haul water out of town in a big tank. And this tank, when it drained it, it was like about 2 foot of all pumping it all out of the water, out of the tank, and we'd have to go back and get another load. So a bunch of us wanted to go to town, and we slipped in that tank, pulled our shoes off, and rolled our breeches legs up, and slipped out of camp in that tank. And so if we come back that night, we got stopped to pick us all up, and it was a superintendent. And so one boy was drinking right smart, and so we put him in the front seat, and we all got in the back. When we got to camp, we jumped out and run, didn't want the superintendent to know who he was. And so he asked this boy what his name was. He told him Abe Brown, told him another boy. And so on weekend come up, Abe Brown had to pull KP. And there was pranks pulled on everybody.
Was there any interaction among the different CCC camps at Mammoth Cave?
Any what?
Interaction among the different CCC camps, like 2 and 3, or?
I really don't know. I just didn't know much about the others. Yes, I was there such a short time.
Was the recreational hall built while you were there? The whoopee house?
No, it was built before that. I remember going there before when I was small, before I even went to CC. I remember going to the whoopee house.
Did the different camps come in together, or did you have your own night for each camp?
Well, we would... Really, I couldn't tell you whether at that time, I lived over with number one and a bunch of boys that would ask us to come over there. I don't know whether there was other CC boys there other than that number one or not. But that was before it was into color cave. But I remember going there. And I just imagine all of them used it.
How did the white people feel about the presence of blacks in a camp nearby?
Well, none of them had anything against it. They just, of course, we all hate to see them tear our camp up and bring them over there. So. But just being bitter about it or anything, I never heard nobody, seen nobody that even was thought about it that way.
So they broke up Camp Number 2 and brought the black camp over? Mm-hmm. Is that what happened? When did this happen?
That happened in 1941.
This towards the end?
Yeah, in the 1942 is when it broke up. That happened about November, sometime in November of 1941. They just broke Number 2 up and brought the colored over there and shipped them to different places. And that's when I was sent to Idaho.
So, do you remember any instances of racial tension at all, or?
No, I sure don't.
How did the local residents feel about the CCC being in the area?
Well, as far as I know, they all thought it was a nice thing to have, but I never heard nobody had ever kicked against them. As for me now, they could have, but I never did hear it.
Well, I've heard, at least in the very beginning, that some of the residents were upset about losing their homes because of the park.
Oh, well, the park, but...
Not the boys.
Not the boys, but the park, a lot of them... Didn't like it, you know, they have to pull up, move out, and leave it home. But as far as the boys, a lot of the people made their living around here washing for them CC boys.
Washing
there.
Clothes?
Washing clothes for them. My mother washed clothes for them. As far as that, they got along just fine. I never heard nothing of it.
To what extent did the men date local girls? They date a lot of them?
Well, there were several of them. But in Idaho, there wasn't very many. But back here, I know several that married girls that they met in the CCs. And there was a lot of that.
Were there many dances or anything? Where the girls were brought in?
I never did go to any here, but I just couldn't tell you. They probably was, but I didn't ever go to any. But like I said, I was just out there 2 months.
How was it decided that you would go to Idaho?
Huh?
How was it decided that you would go to Idaho?
Well, he just, when they broke up, he just asked for volunteers to go west. Didn't know where we was going until we left Fort Benjamin Harrison, Indiana. Didn't know what part of the west we was going to.
And what was the camp's name that you were at Idaho?
It was at Shoshone. It was Camp Wood River, Shoshone, Idaho.
And what year did you go to Shoshone, Idaho?
I went in 41.
And how long were you there again?
Till I went in November of 41, and I was there in June of 42 when it broke up. I believe it was the 22nd day of June.
What kind of work did you do in Idaho as compared to what you did at Mammoth Camp?
Well, we built fences, and we built a big war house, and some of us cleaned canals, and just first one thing and another. And built fences to keep the snow from blowing in on the roads.
Was it a park, or was it just the
No,
town?
Just out in the open plains.
How successful do you think the CCC was in relieving the effects of the Depression?
I think it played a big part in it. There was, in all, I think it was about around 3 million boys served in it. And that filled a lot of jobs, and I think it had a whole lot to do with it.
Did it really help your family?
It sure did, yeah. For, me and my brother both went, and that was $50 a month sent home to start with, and then they changed it and give us more of it and sent less home. And it helped a lot.
When did they change the way they did the salaries?
Well, let's see, I just couldn't tell you this when, but it was a month or two after I went in, they started putting, sending $10 home and giving you $8 and putting $12 in the bank for you.
Huh.
And so when you got out, you had a little nest egg in the bank.
Yeah, that's the first time I've heard that.
Yeah.
What about the local area around the cave and the park? How successful was it in relieving the Depression, changing the economy around here?
Well, it helped a whole lot. There was a lot of men that give jobs here, that just local men that had wives and kids. It helped them out. There was several working at each camp.
did the economy change much from, say, farming to tourism yet, or was that a little bit later down the line, or?
Well, it was, as far as I can remember, there's been a lot of tourist business around, but of course I don't know if the CC's changed that, but they've always had a lot of tourist business around here.
Were there any problems that you could see with the CCC, either, you know, right where you were or on the big scale as a program?
No, I never did see any problems with it myself. I just, everybody that I was seeing thought it was a good thing.
What do you consider to be the greatest contribution of the CCC? Just the employment, or?
I guess it would, just taking the boys that didn't have no jobs and giving them a place to stay. That was a big part of it.
Do you think it made much of a difference for the military when World War II started?
Oh, yeah, I think it helped a whole lot. A lot of these boys that had to go to the services, this helped them prepare them. They done used to staying away from home and help in ways like that, and helped them a lot, I think. Of course, I didn't go to service. I read in this little journal again about of the CC, a lot of guys that speak that went on to be in the service, telling how it helped prepare them for the service.
What did you do when you got out of the CCC?
Well, I come back here and I went to work in just first one thing and another, and mostly I went to working in the logwoods right after I come back, and so then I got to doing some carpenter work, just doing one job right after and another, just anything I could get to. Finally picked up where you could get work just about any time you wanted it.
And you stayed in the carpentry business?
Yeah, I've been working carpentry business practically ever since.
And so you think learning to be a carpenter in the CCC education program made a big difference for you?
I think it helped a whole lot. Learned right before then.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell me about the CCC?
Well, I just really don't know what much more to tell you, but I know I really enjoyed it, and I think it'd be a good thing again today.
You think it might be nice to start it up again?
Yes, I think it would if the government could just see a way of doing it. I think it would be nice. It helps the community. They set a lot of trees, they fog fires, and a lot of things. They could train them to, especially out in the western states, they could train them to fight fires and stuff like that.
Well, I don't have any more questions.
Well, I just, more than I know about it, I really enjoyed it. I thought enough of it. I went back out to my old campsite last summer, seen the building that we built, seen the old campsite. I really enjoyed the CCs myself.
Do you still keep in touch with many of the people that you were in CCC with?
Yeah, as many as I can. That's why I joined this alumni. I went last year and run into one of them over at number two with, one in Idaho with. went over a couple of weeks ago, seen one that I was with in Idaho. I really enjoy hearing from them.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me.
Yeah.
I think
I'm glad to help you all I can.
I'll go ahead and stop the tape.